A round of applause for Teresa as well. A big round of applause. Oh. Man, I think next year I'm going to rearrange it. I'll go first. So don't worry, this is not a sermon. It won't be too long. I just have a couple of points to make this evening. So why do we gather here at this time and retell this old story of the birth of Christ? Why do we do it every year? Why do we open our sanctuary back in November for the Christmas on Main event in historic downtown Oxford, where we read the same nativity scriptures on the hour, every hour? I mean, we all know the story. Even non-believers know the story. That on Christmas night, Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem. Even two of the gospel writers did not mention any detail of Jesus' birth. So why is this story important? Why does it need to be retold every year? Well, let me illustrate by telling you another story. That story is this. A man was shot. Let me start again. I messed it up. A man shot another man as he drove past. A man shot another man as he drove past. Well, that's the bare facts of this story. This is the equivalent of Jesus Christ being born in a stable in Bethlehem. The facts don't really tell us much at all. You might be thinking, did I just visit Birmingham? A sad reality, such shootings happen there all too frequently. My wife and I just moved from there. But what if I had some additional details? The man doing the shooting was in a book depository building in Dallas, Texas. And the man who was shot was the President of the United States. Now we've got more of a significant story. We all know this story. In fact, we're all aware of the implications that this story has had on our history. But what if I give you a few more details? When the news of what had just happened was released, people everywhere were weeping, in the homes, in the streets, in the workplace, everywhere. Well, even though for many of us this story happened before we were born, we are familiar with the real people involved in this event and how this event deeply affected people everywhere. It changed the psyche of our nation. In fact, there are people here this evening who still remember exactly where they were and what they were doing when they heard the news. And this has stayed with them for 61 years. For 61 years. So for many people today, they are more concerned about only the mere facts of the nativity. They question things like, was Mary a virgin? What precise date was Jesus born? And so on. Well, this should not surprise us. Look at the extent that people today still argue about the conclusions of the Warren Commission and about who actually shot President Kennedy. Perhaps I should have said the alleged shooter in the book depository building. Ironically, all this happened in the 20th century, not the first, with thousands of first-hand witnesses, as well as being live on camera. But when we gather and read these scriptures, we proclaim not only what happened, but also the implication of what happened, not only to those present at the time, but how these events have transformed humanity ever since. When we gather and proclaim the story, we are also telling part of our own story of how the nativity influenced people in our families through the traditions that we inherited from those who came before us. Of course, none of us were around to remember the actual nativity, but we do remember when and where we were the moment when we first realized the full implications of the birth of Christ and the transformational effect that this has had on our lives, and the transformational effect that this will continue to have in the lives of those generations coming after us. This is why we continue this tradition of telling and retelling this old story. So on this night, we commemorate how Mary gave birth to the everlasting light. And as we do, we recognize it is we. It is we, at least metaphorically speaking, who give birth to the light in our time and our place. It is we who bear witness to the light by proclaiming and living out the gospel in our lives. It is we reflect the light of Christ in the darkness of our world. In bearing witness to the light, we become an integral part of the very nativity story which we celebrate this evening. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.